right. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity Relationship Podcast.
All right. So welcome. Another podcast, another day. And we're just really honored that you guys would take the time to listen to this relationship resource. And we just pray that it's a blessing to you. If you don't know, you can gain more information on our website, simplifycomplexity.org. That's simplifycomplexity.org. And we have many other resources there where you can read our blog, you can see different videos, and just gain insight on different topics. So today's topic, we're going to talk about physical affection. And specifically, when we're talking about physical affection, we're kind of asking the question is, how far is too far to be physically involved while dating? And so we're going to deal with that, because especially if you're dating and even not married, this is going to apply to you. And so first, let's deal with some definitions. As we're talking about dating, we're talking about that process in which you are data collecting, where you are friends. Now, you're obviously friends who are pursuing one another as a possible serious relationship, a courting relationship, and you're also looking at each other for a possibility of marriage. Mm-hmm. But you're not necessarily, you haven't gone to courting yet, where you're now looking at each other as a committed relationship. You're just dating and going through that process. And so in that, while you're dating, what is appropriate physical affection? What is an appropriate type of touching? Mm. And so I want you just to pause for a moment. I want you to really ask yourself, what have you done? Let's just go there. what has it been your track record in this area of dating? And this is really hard, because many of us, we basically anything but sex.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest.
I mean, that's real.
And so it's like, well, I mean, anything but sex, because that's, you know, that's sin. The Bible says, you know, we know for sure that's wrong. But what we're talking about today is how important physical affection is, and what place and how it the place the role that it plays within our relationships and keeping boundaries. And if you don't have boundaries within a relationship, especially, you know, before marriage, then you're going to find yourself crossing boundaries that you shouldn't. And that relationship gets a lot more complicated.
It's a lot complicated. And I think, you know, with that boundary and just setting that mark on, you know, how far is too far.
Yeah.
You don't want to open certain doors that you're not ready to open.
Yeah.
And just the things that you think maybe little, like, oh, I don't, you know, I just rest my hand on, you know, his knee from time to time. That may be opening a door that you're not ready to walk through.
Right. You know? And it opens up emotions. And so, mind you, a key element of going through the data collecting friendship stage, where you're just friends and you're collecting data to see if we should move into a serious relationship, many times we begin to get overly emotionally involved, but a lot of that has to do with our physical affection. And that's why we need to be very careful about the two, because you can't separate your emotions from your physical affection. And some do, but that's because they're actually at an unhealthy place. But when you're in a healthy place, those two go together. You can't disconnect the two.
Right.
And so what ends up happening is you've just met someone. Let's just go through a scenario. Okay. I'll go through some of my past scenarios. But you just met someone, right? And so that means you're at the talking stage. Right. And so we exchange numbers. You know that I'm feeling you feeling me, but we're just still talking. I don't know you. I just met you, you know, two days ago. All right. And so we go out on a date. Now, this is the old me. So the old me, I'm trying to see how far I can go. And it's still the first what?
Week.
The first week. And so, I mean, we really don't know each other. And so many of us, we see movies where they kiss on the first date. But now I want you to think about that for a moment. You are friends. You're not in a. You haven't talked and said we're at a serious level where we're seriously committed to one another. You are still collecting data. You do not know if that person is crazy. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they mama. You don't know anything about them. But you've already now are kissing, because what? It's the first date. We're supposed to kiss. And so if we're kissing on the first date, what are we doing on the second date?
Oh, man.
And if we're doing that on the second date, what are we doing on the third date? And now we're emotionally getting involved in this person, and we don't know them. We're still friends. I don't know how many girl friends. I know you're married, so I'm saying friends that girls, they're friends, but they happen to be girls, right? But do you just start kissing your friends that are girls?
No, you know, especially when you're in that talking phase. Even when you think about it, it's just kind of crazy. You know, it's just like you said, I don't know this person.
Right.
You don't know if this man has dental insurance, and you just already, you know, you're already kissing him. But, you know, just in that, in thinking about that, mm-hmm. you know, you got to ask yourself, am I following the standards of, you know, what God wants me to do? Or am I following worldly standards? Because when we look at these movies, they're glorifying this first date, you know, let's kiss and hold hands type thing, and this, you know,
make out. We're doing a make out, and
right. They're glorifying that whole area, but is that where you're supposed to be? Is that where we're supposed to?
And that's one of the key encouragements that we want to encourage you today, especially as you're listening to this podcast, is you have to think differently. If you want to do different, you have to think different. And the Bible tells us in Romans that we have to have a renewing of our minds. Romans chapter 12, you have to have a renewing of your mind. And that's when you begin to understand the perfect will of God. And so many of us were saying, Lord, I want your will within my relationship. Lord, I don't want things to be complicated. Well, many times we overcomplicate the process because we get physically involved too quickly. And then we're wondering why it's so difficult in order to get out of a bad situation. Because you're already emotionally invested, and you've only known each other maybe for a couple months, but you have gotten so physically involved after a couple months that you're emotionally connected, and you cannot help but to try to stay into a bad situation because everything in you is saying, well, wait a minute, I love this person. Well, no, you just got emotionally and physically involved to the point to where you've been doing things that are meant for marriage. So now here's a couple things that I was writing down is how far is too far, you know, while you're in this friendship dating stage. And so holding hands, what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, holding hands, I mean, it's, you know, it's innocent. I would say word. Holding hands is innocent. But, you know.
now, mind you, for our listeners, we're not talking about you're in a serious, committed relationship. You're just going through the dating process. So we're talking about you've been maybe dating for what? You've known this person for a week to maybe 3 to 4 months. Mm. All right.
So, you know, holding hands, you know, I guess in some senses, that would just show some type of sign of, you know, hey, I'm really interested in you.
Right.
But in that holding hands process, that needs to go off in your head already. Like, okay, is this my boundary? This is my boundary level.
Because it's doing something. You have to realize, I mean, you can just barely be touching shoulders and you go get like a little tingle up your side. Because, I mean, when you like someone, I mean, there's just a different energy when you're around them. So the moment you begin to just touch, even light touches, they do something for you emotionally. And we're talking about this because a lot of us don't connect the two. We don't connect how our emotions are beginning to overflow because of our physical touches. In our physical affection. So we talked about, I know somebody's like, holding hands. They just say holding hands. But yes, holding hands is serious.
It is.
It's serious. Because, I mean, do you just hold your hands with anyone?
Right.
So you're saying something when you're holding hands with this person that you've only known for a week or two. And so what about kisses? Mm.
You know, like I said, when you start on that holding hands plan, and then you move on to kissing, now you really, you know, holding hands is opening the door.
Yeah.
Kissing, that's you opening a couple of garages.
Let me phrase it like this. Do you kiss friends? Even if there are friends that you really, really like, do you kiss friends?
Oh, no, absolutely. No. I wouldn't.
So therefore, kissing is actually something that is within the confines of a committed relationship.
Right.
Now I want you guys to listen to this and understand this. One of the confusions within relationships is a lack of communication. And so, therefore, what we're doing, our acts, are acting as though we're in a serious, committed relationship, but we have not communicated that. And so, I'll give you an example. And Again, I'm going back to the old B. The old B, I did not view us as in a relationship just because we were kissing on the first and second date. But in a woman's mind, she might have been like, we're together. We're the one. I'm like, no, I'm still kissing up on Sahoga because I'm dating multiple people. So you don't even know. We haven't even committed to one another, and you're already giving yourself to me physically. And so one of the things that sets a boundary is when you say, well, wait a minute, I don't kiss until, some people don't even kiss till their wedding day.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say for me, that's a little, you know, that's a little extreme. But I mean, if that's what the Lord told you to do, you'll be obedient to that.
You do it.
But so you definitely don't kiss until you've communicated that we are in a committed relationship that is exclusive.
And that's important. I mean, it's just the most important thing because you don't want it. You know, it's just like you said. It's one thing, one action that's going on, but in two different people's heads, it's a whole different scenario.
Whole different scenario. I'm viewing it one way, you're viewing it a different way.
You know, and I think that we get a little loose in just what we do physically, even without that communication. I think that's something that we need to be rewired on. And you know, we kind of just need to go ahead and sit back and, you know, reprogram. You know what I mean? But it all goes back to a foundation. It's just like, what are you standing on? Your boundaries, where do they come from?
Right. And we also have to be careful. So mind you, we're saying holding hands is probably the extent of where you should be. If you want to control your emotions and really set a boundary within the dating process. But now what happens when you're a committed relationship? You're not married, but you're courting. You're going through that courting process and you might be in a committed relationship or you might even be engaged. And so now, how do we conduct ourselves? And I think you had a scripture, which was in Corinthians.
First Thessalonians.
Okay, go ahead.
First Thessalonians 4, verses 3 through 8. And it says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who don't even know God."
And so I want you guys to catch that key word. Is control your body in what kind of way?
In honorable and in holy way.
Honorable in a holy way. Okay. And so I don't know if you're possessing your body in an honorable and a holy way if you're having oral sex.
Right.
I'm sorry. This one a little bit ain't for the kiddies. Okay.
Right,
so we're going to keep it real. And so, but you know, many times it's like, well, we're in a committed relationship, so anything goes. But we have to understand, what is the point of foreplay? So now you have, so you're in a committed relationship, you're maybe engaged, you're courting, and so yes, the intimacy that you share physically is going to be a little bit different than when you're just dating.
Right.
And so now, yes, you might kiss. Yes, you're holding hands. You give long hugs. I'm just going to be real. You know, you might you'd be rubbing the shoulders and maybe just a little bit of thigh rub. I don't know. You set your boundaries.
Right,
so that's
right,
that boundary. But the thing is you have innocent physical touches, which are stimulating, and then you have foreplay. And so you got to understand the difference between the two. And so when we're talking about foreplay, we're talking about the thing that leads up to what?
To sex.
Right. And so what are some different things that we might do for foreplay?
I mean.
Without getting too graphic.
Okay. So, I mean, it's just with foreplay, you know, just the things that you're going to do. It's just those things. First of all, the things that you have to think about, like, okay, is this too far? If you had to think that it's too far, it's too far.
Because I mean, the whole point of foreplay is what leads into.
To sex. You know, you're pretty much. The analogy is you're getting that, you know, when you go outside when it's on a cold winter day, turn on your car, rev it a little bit, get the engine warmed up.
Warming it up.
Then you drive.
Yeah, you're waiting to drive. I like that. That's a great analogy. You know? And what's the saying? If you play with fire.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get burned.
And I've seen too many people. I've counseled too many people who have started out. Their heart is right. And they went through the process of being single. They went through the process of dating and staying celibate, but they get tripped up once they get in a committed relationship. They get tripped up in engagement because they begin to allow that boundary to get lowered. and lowered and lowered. And it's like, well, I mean, we're together. We've been together for a year and a half now. Oh, we're getting married. I mean, and so what's wrong if you know, we go with a little bit of bumping and grinding and we're doing this? But you have to understand that is
foreplay.
And so, you know, when you're touching and rubbing and rubbing and touching and getting stimulated to the point, you know, to where juices are flowing and hey, you got to understand that, wait a minute, this is foreplay.
And a big thing, you know, in that committed relationship, you just have to know and you have to understand, okay, what could this possibly lead to?
Yeah.
A quote that I always say is, don't GPS a bad situation and then complain about it once you reach your destination.
Right. I like that. That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're putting an address on your map, it takes up. There's certain processes you get before you reach that final destination.
Yeah.
You got to get the address. You got to type the address in, and you got to follow the directions. Yeah. Then you get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And most of the time, I think the problem is not that we just fall into this hole that just kind of appears out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Most of the time, we've dug that hole ourselves. We may not have realized it, but we've been digging little bit by little, little thigh rub here, little back rub here. We're just digging and digging until we're in that hole.
Yes. Kiss here, an extra long kiss here, an extra, extra, extra long kiss here. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting on top of each other.
You just got a shovel in your hand.
Right.
You just...
So we just have to be honest with ourselves and seek God. Mm-hmm. You really have to have that self-control, possessing your body with control. Why don't you read that scripture one more time, that part, so you can hear this. I mean, this is how God wants us to conduct ourselves.
Right. And again, this is from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 through 8. And it says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God.
And we know God.
Right.
And so let's finish with some possible things that we can do to help us in this area, because I'll be honest, it's real easy to find yourself right at the edge of that cliff.
Right.
And end up jumping into that hole and all of that, or digging that hole deeper and deeper. And so what are some things? What are some things you think people can do to help them in this area?
I think a couple of key things is, in the start of this relationship, you have to be vocal and open about
communication.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Open and vocal about exactly what, you know, the limit is, what the cap is, and what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing. Because, you know, if one person doesn't say anything, another person might say, well, you know, I'm okay. I got the green light to continue to, you know, keep going.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get open and vocal about what you want and what you don't want, I think that'll kind of levy out.
Well, let's go a step further. Before you even get into relationship, understand your boundary.
Right.
And then when you get in that relationship, you communicate that boundary. Because I've found where sometimes we don't want to set that limit because we don't want to hold ourselves to it.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't really want to communicate that, because now we're going to actually hold ourselves to
right,
it.
Like, right.
Oh, I don't want to. So, but that's really good. Any other thoughts?
And I think another big thing is too, man, I was just talking to one of my friends about this the other day. He's in a situation where he's dating. And, you know, I always ask him about, you know, well, how did this date go? And what did you guys do on this date? But one of his experiences where they went to a drive-in movie, you know, and I was like, well, you know, how long did you guys, what did you guys do afterwards? And he was like, well, I just went straight home. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, why'd you go just straight home right after the movies? Well, it's getting dark and it's getting past a certain time. And, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't trust myself to, you know. So I say that to say that when it comes to being in a relationship, we can't put ourselves in the place of bad situations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like if you're an ex-alcoholic, don't go to a bar. You know what I mean?
And definitely don't have a bar at home.
You know? And I think sometimes, you know, when we get in relationships, even in these super committed relationships, some of us, we start to compromise on things that we wouldn't necessarily compromise on. Like, I'll say one of the big things is, you know, oh, well, I'm with this person. I know we're going to get married one day, so we might as well just move in with each other. We're not going to have sex, but we're going to move in with each other. Right. Now, how...
Stop, I don't lying. Know how. No, no, no. Just stop. Just stop. Stop it. And even if you really weren't having sex, we're supposed to set an example before the people around us.
Right.
And nobody's going to believe that you're not having sex and you're living with somebody.
Exactly.
So those are really good. And I just pray that this was a fun episode, but also a serious episode, because this area of physical affection and sex trips up so many people in relationships, and it gets so many people emotionally invested sometimes in a bad situation early, and it has a ripple effect. It really does. And so please just be mindful of some of the things that we talked about. And I think one of the last things, and we mentioned this in our last podcast, and you can always go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, to see some of our other podcasts, our blogs. But in our last podcast, we were talking about the importance of community and just the role that community plays. Well, it's the same thing. Your community, you have key accountability partners. And so you want to keep them in the loop. Because it's so easy to cross those boundaries when you don't have people holding you accountable. And so you guys are struggling. But if I know what, as you said, your friend, you and your friend were talking, so you're like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
How are things going? You know, so have you guys done this yet? Have you guys done? So you have somebody you're talking to, and then that helps you also to keep yourself accountable.
Right. Perfect. So,
all right. Well, if you're there, and this might be a area that you're struggling with, and you're really looking for clarity, or maybe you've crossed some boundaries and you're recognizing that you need to place those boundaries back. That is not easy. And so we want to pray for you in this situation. And I want you to know that you are able to do above and beyond. You are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so just know who you are, that you are valuable in Christ. And that because you're valuable, you want to possess your body with value. And know that God is not holding back sex forever. He's just saying that I want you to do it my way. Sex is a beautiful thing. He created it.
Right.
He created an orgasm.
He did.
And so he created you to have an orgasm, but he wants you to have it in a holy way, in an honorable way. So let's pray. Father, I just want to lift up those that might be listening that are challenged in this area and really just struggling to set those boundaries. Father, I just pray that you will just give them strength, that you will just lift them up and help them to set that boundary, to communicate it with you, to communicate it with accountability partners. Father, if they have gone too far, Father, it's not too late because you forgive us. And you're a forgiving God. And so, Father, help us not to abuse your patience and your mercy, but help us to seek that forgiveness and to repent when it means to change. So, Father, we change and we make adjustments to our physicality within our relationships before marriage. And so, Father, I pray that you will give them the strength, that you will help them to see you and seek you. And, Father, help that other person within that relationship to understand as they might be retracting and putting boundaries, but help them to see you and understand you. We love you. We thank you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you guys and keep you until the next podcast. You have a great week. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me, it's a family reunion and my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body